It's Joel Corey with Lachie Young.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. Joel's been good enough to join us before the match. Joel, Kingy just mentioned then you played in that 2008 game. Does it seem like 12 years ago? Has time flown since the last time we've seen a State of Origin match?
Certainly not. It has been a while, but the group getting back together yesterday was fantastic, and it brought back some really good memories from, 12 years ago.
Talk to me about your role tonight as an assistant coach. I can't imagine there'd be too much coaching that would need to be done when you get a group with this much talent together.
Yes, that's a good point. We did some full-ground ball movement yesterday, and the way the ball moved was fantastic, and the way it seemed to go through the goals every time they kicked towards goal was unreal. So tonight we'll sit back and obviously do a little bit of coaching, got a certain way we want to play, and hopefully put on a really good performance.
Joel Kingy up in the K-Rock box along with Ian Cohen, Darren Buick, Lee Brown and Heath Buck, obviously being with the Dogs during the home and away season. Is your message to your All-Stars midfielders that just make sure that you push McRae and Bontempelli onto their right boots?
No, I sort of let them go. Obviously, spent a bit of time with Marcus and Jack, so I know a little bit about them, but haven't really divulged any secrets that way. But you've got a pretty special group, so you sort of just let them play.
Is there anybody in the All-Stars team that you've enjoyed being able to, I suppose, get to know over the last couple of days that you might not have had a lot to do with, or a play you've got to watch up close and see how they go about it?
A little bit. I haven't met some of these guys, so it was really nice meeting them, having a chat to them, and some part of it was actually realising how big they are. Obviously, sitting in the stands, stand next to Patrick Cripps, and you realise actually he could have been a ruckman 10 years ago. So, a couple of guys, I'm really looking forward to seeing Patrick tonight.
Joel, Ian Cohen, well done, obviously, on being a part of it as well. You got a whole lot of alpha dogs in there. Who's ruling the roost at the moment?
obviously, they've all come together, and obviously they're probably the best players at their footy club. So
come on, who's calling the shots? Who's calling? Because there'd be a few that wouldn't be used to sitting in the corner, but maybe they're having to this time.
Yeah, well, there's been a few quiet ones, but Fife is our captain, and he's certainly leading the way like a captain normally does.
What do you expect out of him today?
The normal Fife, I guess. He seems to play some really good football on the big occasion, and this is one of those situations.
We're speaking with All-Stars assistant coach in Geelong great Joel Corey. Here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Smithy, good luck tonight, and I loved how you just deflected that question, that you didn't have much to do as an assistant coach. Certainly a busy man, no doubt, but can you tell us a little bit about what the team's got up to since they come together, I think yesterday or the day before, what you guys have got up to, how you've bonded, how you've spent some time together, and obviously what you've been getting up to.
We got together about lunchtime yesterday. Everyone tended to fly in, and then we had a training session, a few meetings. We had a bit of time in lines just to actually get to know each other, nut a few things out, and then last night we had a dinner. And then this morning, there wasn't much going on. There was a little bit of a walk and then a couple of team meetings just to go through a few things and talk about what this actually, the Allies actually means to the blokes. And obviously, here we are.
Coaches have a late team meeting last night just amongst themselves. And was there a best on ground in that particular meeting?
No, maybe a small one, but no, nothing too big. Yeah. We threw the magnets around, had a bit of a chat and obviously, we were probably just sitting there thinking, how do we get all these guys on the field?
And what about your guys that you're coming up against? Obviously, Bontempelli and McRae are great players in their own right. What sort of pre-seasons have they had, and how are the Bulldogs tracking towards round one?
Both of them been really good. Played really well last Friday against North Melbourne, Marcus and Jack. In terms of us, which is sort of... trying to get our best team on the field, continue our development as a young football side, and build our momentum, which we sort of built at the back part of last year. Obviously, we didn't finish the year as well as we would have liked, but we've got to start from there again and see how we can go.
Just want to ask you about one player down at the kennel. I think you'd have probably the opposite characteristics to you, Smithy. Young Cody Waitman, how's he settled in and what sort of energies he brought to the group?
Cody's certainly fit in quite nicely. He doesn't lack confidence, so his ability on the actual training bike is... Some of the stuff that he does is outstanding, really, for a bloke that's been there less than 6 months. So we think Cody's still developing, and he'll hopefully see him at some stage this year.
Joel, we really appreciate your time. Good to catch up with Tommy Hawkins. Did you get cross paths with Tommy Hawkins much?
No, I haven't. Actually, it's been really nice to actually have a chat with him longer than about, say, 5 minutes. So, yeah, it's good to see him going really well and his family going well.
Is he looking forward to playing? We had Mark Blitzovs on a little bit earlier, and it looks like Blitz is going to go straight to him. I'm guessing he's preparing for that matchup.
Yeah, we did joke about it last night at dinner, but I guess they've playing each other training all the time, so they'll be very much used to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to catch up, Joel. We'll probably no doubt talk to you throughout the season, as we do here on K-Rock Footy. We wish you the best of luck tonight and also for the 2020 season with the Western Bulldogs.
Thanks, guys.
Joel Corey joining us in the All-Stars dugout ahead of tonight's clash.